Hey there, listeners. This is Justin from Beyond the Uniform. Normally, on Monday and Thursday, I release an interview with a military veteran about their civilian career, what they do, how they got there, and advice for others to do the same. Today, instead, as I've done on multiple Saturdays previously, just kind of doing a little bit more free form. I take a couple notes of things that are top of mind for me, and I just want to riff on that. And so if that's helpful, feel free to continue listening. If you want the traditional format coming at you Monday and Thursday for the foreseeable future. So two kind of admin items, and then we'll just go into just kind of things that are top of mind for me, some related to career, some related just to life in general. The first admin item, though, is that next week I'm meeting with a team of people, awesome people who helped me with Beyond the Uniform, and we're sitting down to review all of the feedback that you all have submitted about what you want more of from Beyond the Uniform, and just the random emails we get making recommendations for people to interview or types of interviews. After that meeting, I'll try to record in the next Saturday's podcast a recap of the feedback we've received and what we're going to do with it. But I'm excited as we think of the Q3, Q4 lineup for interviews for Beyond the Uniform, really just taking you all at your word. We don't get a tremendous amount of feedback, but for the feedback we do get, I want to start being very actionable and deliberate in the guests that we're lining up. And so I'll share that feedback, but appreciate all of you who completed the surveys and who have just sent us notes, giving us a little bit of feedback on what direction to pursue. I do imagine we're going to do a pretty massive overhaul of the website, stripping out quite a bit. I think I want to be a lot more intentional about where we spend our time and energy, and I think that we can strip out some things that just haven't gotten traction or don't seem to be what the community needs at this time. Second admin item is a quick plug for our panel with Amgen. This is a panel where three different employees will be talking about the biotech space. They will be talking about what it is, why veterans should consider it, and if you're thinking about it, specific advice on how to get your foot in the door. And you'll actually have a chance to ask questions. You'll be able to establish a relationship with those panel members so that if you do apply, you have a name and face associated with your resume and application. That is on Wednesday, June 19th. It's at 6 p.m. here in Denver, 5 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, 8 p.m. on the East Coast. Check that out. It'll be 90 minutes, completely free. Even if you're not able to attend, if you sign up, you will get a copy of that video sent to you so you can check it out on your own time. You'll find that on the website, beyondtheuniform.org, in the events section. Third one is just a thought on efficiency. And, the thing that I've been doing is I've been doing a lot of consulting work and a lot more freelance work is I'm really approaching things where I have a target salary that I want to make this year, one that gets me excited, one that gets me out of my comfort zone, one that really pushes me to hustle. But the insight that I had is, and I had this through talking with my wife as well as with an executive coach that I work with, is introducing another factor, which I'm really trying to cap the number of hours that I work each week. I noticed that I set this lofty revenue goal, income goal, and it energized me. It brought out my inner warrior, but it also brought me to a place where, you know, I just wanted to work 24/7. And what I noticed as I introduced this hour cap is it really forced me to view work differently. And obviously this isn't as relevant for salaried positions, but it really forced me to start thinking strategically on the type of projects that I brought on, the amount of time that I spend on those projects, really trying to be as efficient, ruthlessly efficient as possible. And it also, as we'll talk about in a second, really forced me to start advocating for myself more, asking for more money, and being willing to turn down projects that seemed like they would take too much time for not enough money. And so I just wanted to throw that out as a mindset that may be helpful to some of you. I think it's easy Especially as veterans, at least for me, it's easy to think about breaking through walls. But I view this more as like taking some time to figure out the windows and the doors, which are a lot more efficient. And the efficiency mindset of this is the money amount I want to make, but I don't want to work more than this number of hours. And I am not there yet, but I'm making progress, and I have a weekly check-in with myself to literally look back on the previous week, see how much I worked, see how much I made, and see how I'm doing, make sure that I'm headed and trending in the right direction. I don't expect that to be linear. I think it'll be ups and downs, but having that continuous intention that I revisit has been helpful for me, and I wanted to share that in case that's helpful for you as well. If it is, an app that I use that I've really come to like, I think it's like $2 or $3. It's called Easy Hours. And there's a couple different buckets of things that I spend my time on. I do the consulting work. I have my startup. I have Beyond the Uniform. I have a couple other projects. And what Easy Hours allows me to do is I just kind of clock in and clock out when I'm working on those projects. I am the only one that sees this. It's not used for any official purpose. The reason that I've enjoyed doing this is, first of all, it keeps me focused. I can be a little bit ADD. I might get an email or want to respond or want to do something else, but there's a subtle pressure for me that I've clocked in. I'm timing myself on Beyond the Uniform work. Can I focus on that exclusively? Can I be fully present in that, which is a goal of mine as well, to be really present in whatever I'm doing. A second benefit is on Monday mornings when I have my coffee and breakfast check-in with myself, it makes it easy for me to look back on the previous week and to see where I'm spending my time and make sure that those are aligned with my values. And third of all, it's been surprising to me. There have been tasks where I'm working on them, and I honestly feel like I've been working on them for 45 minutes, and I check, and it's been like 8 minutes. And the opposite is true as well. And I think that's helpful for me to realize that my internal compass at this point is not specially targeted and calibrated for what actuality is. And so it helps me in those instances where I feel like I'm doing more work than I actually am. It's kind of a gentle kick in the butt to be like, oh man, I have to double down and do more here. And for those areas where, you know, I'll specifically call out Beyond the Uniform, the areas that I really enjoy and get a lot of juice, but I'm not at a point where I can do that all the time, it helps me keep that in check and realize like, okay, I went a little bit overboard on this passion project last week. I need to recalibrate this week. So the app is called Easy Hours. I'd encourage you to check that out if you think that could be helpful. And I have a friend who does this also with family time, and it doesn't work for me. It's not, I don't know, for whatever reason it doesn't work, but that might be a way to make sure that you're spending the time that you want to be with your family or practicing guitar or whatever else it is, to really provide some transparency. There's that adage that's, you know, whatever's, you can't improve what you're not tracking, something like that. And if that's true for you, this is a way to provide a little bit of data to help influence your behavior. Another thing that's top of mind is just this thought on advocating for yourself. I bring it up because it comes up frequently on the show in my interviews, especially when people exit the military, we're not trained or socially conditioned to really get ours, to really make sure that our family and ourselves are taken care of. We do a great job, you know, this is obviously on average, we do a great job looking after our teams, our unit, our country, many different things, the person next to us. But I would challenge you that at least based on the 270 interviews I've done so far, a significant number of veterans, myself included, struggle to advocate for ourselves. We view it as selfish, we view it as inappropriate, or we just tough it out. Hey, I don't need to do that. A specific example I'm thinking of is I've been doing a lot of consulting work with Microsoft, and was working with someone there. Typically the person people I work with are a little bit more senior. And I had one project with someone who was a little bit more junior. This person did not seem to have a lot of experience managing a team or even managing a contractor like myself. And it was a, you know, very short 2-week, 3-week project. But at the very end, after a, you know, we had a meeting, we do these video calls. I had a meeting with this person and they said, "Hey, this looks good. I think this is pretty much done. I think we can wrap this up." And then the next day they came back with a whole laundry list of new requests. And my guess is that this person met with their boss and the boss realized that the person hadn't done what they wanted them to and therefore kind of gave them advice and correction, which is something I would have appreciated much earlier in the process. And so I had a moment where I was just going to, you know, I wanted to get the good review for the project. I wanted to get future work. So I started to just do the work and noticed resentment and noticed this trend in myself of not advocating for my worth. And it's something I'm working on. And so I just went back to this person right away and said, "Hey, I'm happy to do this, but this represents a pretty significant increase in the scope of this project. And based on what you said, I had anticipated being complete. Happy to do this, but we're going to have to adjust the contract value to compensate for that." And they did that right away. And to be honest, I didn't get a response for maybe 12 or 18 hours, enough that it brought back memories of my online dating days where I'm like, "I'm not getting a response. What's wrong with me?" What? You know, and so I was very uncomfortable for it and thought that I offended them, thought they were going to come back and just crap all over me. And they came back, increased the price right away, and were very appreciative when we wrapped it up. And so that was good validation for me. I don't anticipate it will always work that way, but I share that story just for any of you, whether you're in the military or outside, to consider that as a potential blind spot, that you may not advocate for yourself completely. And of course, I'm speaking of this mostly in a work environment, whether that's salary negotiation, whether that's setting boundaries in your office, whether it's asking for a raise, whatever that might be. But I do think that this carries over to personal life as well. Of you know, this morning I went for a run. I wake up when my son Bodhi wakes up, which this morning was 5:20, and around 6:30 he was kind of in a good spot and in a milk coma. And you know, I advocated for myself that I needed to go for a run. I wanted to go for a run, and my wife had a ton of stuff going on, but negotiated that with her. And I'm in a much better spot right now because of that. And so just a couple different examples, maybe it applies to you, maybe not, but I wanted to share that. Another one that comes up in, I believe this episode, we fast track to come out in June, but I talked I talked this week with a PGA golfer, Navy veteran called Billy Hurley III. And it's one of those interviews that Steve Bain set up where I'm like, man, I'm so fortunate and grateful to be in a position with Beyond the Uniform where I get to interact with people like this. The two things I just wanted to call out, and I encourage you to make sure you listen to this interview. The first one is Billy Hurley is he's been on the PGA Tour for over 7 years now. If you know anything about golf or professional sports, you realize the fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a percent of athletes that make it to that level. And so it's an incredible accomplishment, but what makes it even more incredible is he served on active duty for 5 years, during which he played very little golf. Those are 5 years when his peer set is spending 12, 15, 18 hours a day honing their craft. They are golfing day in and day out. And Billy, meanwhile, is on a surface ship in the middle of the ocean, not golfing. And so I like this example because whatever career path you aspire to, I mean, honestly, if I was in Billy's shoes, I would have written off that career and just assumed it was impossible. I would have looked at the numbers and said, what chance on earth do I have of doing this? But I think it's a powerful example of the power of the discipline we learn in the military to apply that and never count yourself out of the fight. The second thing, though, that I really loved, and we don't talk about this till the end of the conversation, but Billy talked about an attitude of excellence in everything he does. And the way he, that those are my words, but the way that he talked about it was that when he was a surface warfare officer, he was a surface warfare officer. The things that he were doing, the tasks, the assignments, the projects, the mundane things that often we do in the military, that was his full-time job. That was his focus. He did not, as I probably would have done, said like, man, I want to be a golfer. This has nothing to do with it. Let me phone this in and read golf magazines or play on the simulator. He was all in. And what I love about his perspective on this is the sense they get that like excellence in one area translates to excellence in another. You know, if you cultivate that mindset and the terminology that I would use, I hope this resonates for you and doesn't trigger you, but the terminology that connects for me is presence, focus, intention, discipline. If I'm showing up in everything I do and saying, man, okay, my commanding officer just gave me the green book, the discrepancy log for my submarine. I'm going to crush this. I'm going to do my best. This probably doesn't benefit anything that I'm going to do in the future, but this is the task at hand. This is the job before me, and I'm going to kill this. I challenge you to view that as a muscle of taking whatever job you have and just decimating it. And that if you build up that muscle, when you do find what you want to do for the rest of your life, you're going to be, even if it has nothing to do with what you've been doing in the military, you're going to be in a good place for it. The book, So Good They Can't Ignore You by Cal Newport, that I pitch all the time, talks about this craftsman's mindset, adopting the mindset that wherever you are, just put your head down and work your butt off. Get as good as you can. Get some skills. Get some career capital. And you will be able to trade that in for what you want in life. Just my opinion, but I think it's right. Next thing is just a quick another plug for the hustle.co free newsletter. Just put in your email. You get this. I haven't been as good about reading it, but I read it this morning. I read it maybe 2 days a week. You get five of them a week. Very succinct, very well written, very humorous, but it is a great view of what's going on in the world, particularly in business. And whether you're on active duty or whether you've been out for 15 years, you know, God, I have been out for 12 years now. It's very, very helpful at staying abreast. One, just from a conversational standpoint, but two, starting to learn broader industry trends. This morning was talking about artificial intelligence, and it's good for me to know about that. It's good just for you to be able to know that. And my challenge to you is that if you subscribe to something like that, you know, and you can read it, it's just very quick. Read it while you're going to the bathroom. But I imagine you're going to build up a vocabulary and knowledge and insights that will benefit you in an interview and networking and conversations and will pay off. Okay, man. Okay, I got three more things I want to cover and not a lot of time before I have a phone call here. But okay, I'll just rattle these off. So one of them is a concept I picked up from a book called Journey to Islam or something like that. It's, but the concept is the thought is that death is always over your left shoulder. And I realize that many of you listening, that's truer for you than it is for me. But, you know, I live a very mundane life here in Denver, Colorado. I am loving this mindset. I had breakfast with, I have breakfast every month with one guy and then two guys, one of whom served in the Army, one of them who's not. But we just kind of have a breakfast check-in to talk about work and what we're doing and challenge each other. It's a small mastermind group. And I was sitting there and I literally, you know, I was a little bit checked out and I literally remembered that. I'm like, man, death is over my shoulder. And that the mindset I'm trying to cultivate is this could be my last breakfast with these guys. This could be my last breakfast. Like, can I be present? Can I be fully engaged? Can I suck the marrow out of this conversation? And I just wanted to share that. I think it's a very, it's been a helpful mindset for me to try to cultivate, and I'm not great at it right now, but I'm working on it, is the mindset and the realization, like, okay, I've had, you know, thousands of meals with my wife. I'm going to go through dinner. I'm going to go through the motions. I'm going to be thinking about something else. Or can I remember Death is over my shoulder. This may be the last time I see her. This may be the last time she sees me. Can I be fully present? Can I be fully engaged? Can I make this count rather than just running on autopilot? Let me skip one of them. I'll make a little note to come back to it next week, because I really wanted to talk about something. And let me have a little bit of a tangent to lead into this, because this one's a little bit further out there. So when I, a couple of years ago, my wife and I went to the middle of nowhere in India for 6 weeks. We went to this thing that's called Ayurvedic treatment. It's this medicine, just think of it like a medicinal spa, but in the middle of India. And we were there for 6 weeks, ton of times on our hands, not a lot to do. And I remember we were watching YouTube for something, and we saw this paid video of this dude that, honestly, a lot of judgment on my part. He's walking around his big house in LA and pointing out all his cars and talking about his business lessons learned and boasting and talking about all this knowledge he has to share. And I'm just judging the dude. I'm like, this dude's a tool, and writing off everything he said. And he's trying to get you to click on to watch his like 10-minute video where he shares the number one lesson he's learned in business that helped him. And I this is just a sore spot for me. I have a ton of judgment in this area. And what my wife said to me, that relates to the topic I want to talk about next, is she said, you know, you can learn something from anyone. She said, you know, quit judging this dude. You don't have to agree with everything, but what can you learn from this? What can you take away from what he is saying? And we watched the video, and I learned something. And I think I learned something because I adopted that mindset of like, put the judgment aside. I don't have to accept all of this, but let me just try this on and keep what fits, keep what resonates. Or I would even say, what the person is saying doesn't matter as much as the feeling or the ideas that it conjures up in me. You know, the example I think of, I don't actually do this, but for whatever reason, my mind always goes here. It's like almost like, you know, if I'm running, I love to run. And if I picture a giant monster chasing me and that causes me to run faster, then great. You know, it's silly. It's not true. It's not accurate. It's not backed by science. But if it produces the desired results and desired mindset, then embrace it. And so the thing that I wanted to specifically bring up is this service, and I always mispronounce it. And this is one of my very good friends from Stanford, one of my classmates, turned me on to this. It's called Teledipity, Teledipity. And so Teledipity, you go there, and it's, I would position this almost as if you've ever taken like a Myers-Briggs personality test, for free, you kind of put in just a couple of pieces of information, and it's based on numerology, which I bristle at hearing that word. And it's not something I subscribe to or believe in or would normally recommend, but they produce this report for you for free, just talking about your personality and potential pitfalls. And what I would propose to you as an act of trying on this thing of the mindset of just, I can learn from anything, and tuning in to the reaction you have, what resonates with you, and that being the takeaway. I hope that makes sense. I would encourage you to try this, because I read this thing and there were things, you know, it's I don't know how it works, but it's like, I'm sure there are things that did not resonate that I just skim over, but there were things that ignited pieces of me. There were things that wrote about who I am and how I show up in the world where I'm like, oh man, that's true. And this person actually does like coaching calls, which I just did yesterday. And I just feel silly even admitting this, but I wanted to give it as a specific example of me getting out of my comfort zone, trying something that I normally wouldn't try, and actually learning a lot. You know, one of the things that he said, he's like, you know, you, Justin, you make judgments on people quickly. And once you make them, you rarely deviate. And sometimes you are right, but many times you're not. And that affects how you lead that person. That affects how you show up for them. So I would encourage you to, as you meet people, to challenge your assumptions, to ask where you might be wrong, and to give yourself room to modify that. Now, that may be true for 99% of people, right? Or maybe that's not true at all, and it's something that I would have just skimmed over. But it's something that connected with me, and I'm like, man, there is truth in that for me. And it's a mindset I'm trying to adopt this next week, is can I give people the benefit of the doubt? Can I challenge my assumptions, good or bad, about a person? Can I introduce the concept that I may be flawed in my evaluation of someone based on 7 minutes of interaction? Can I be open-minded? And I'm just giving this as a specific example that I found powerful, not just because of the content, but powerful because it's so different than where I would normally get information. And I guess maybe if I were to just call out two key takeaways about this, it's, you know, try to be an omnivore. If you're always eating beef, try chicken, try fish, right? It's the same thing here. I read a lot of biographies. I read a lot of business books. So there's probably some value for me to read something different from that, just to try it out. And for me, this is one of those things where it's like, man, this is so out there. And it was a reminder to me that, like, sometimes it's good to get a different perspective. And then second of all is to, you know, just encourage you to try this mindset of with whatever you're trying is like, what can I learn from this? I'm seated on an airplane next to someone whom I don't really respect. I don't really think there's anything we have in common. Just everything about them I find unappealing. What can I learn from this conversation? And the great thing is, I think that shifts your perspective to being open. It shifts your perspective to want to learn from that moment. I think it really goes hand in hand with that thought of death being over your shoulder. It's like, can I not phone this interaction in? Can I not check out? Can I not be in my head ripping this dude apart, criticizing it, pointing holes, and trying to figure out what's wrong? Can I instead be open and just be a mercenary? Man, what can I suck out of this conversation? What can I learn? And you can also flip it. What can I contribute? What could I say to this person that might make them a better human being, that might help them? So not sure if that's helpful, but wanted to share that. And got to hop on another call over here. But have a wonderful weekend. I'll be back on Monday and Thursday with the traditional format. Take care.